Hey there, fellow humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one stoic lesson at a time. And let's be real, we all need a little help with that sometimes, right? Especially when it comes to something as crucial as setting healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting anything back? Like you're walking on edges around certain people or situations? That's where stoicism comes in, offering some powerful wisdom to help us reclaim our peace and build those essential walls of self-respect. Today, we're diving deep into the art of building healthy boundaries, something that might feel a little uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it's like investing in your emotional well-being. It's about honoring your own needs, values, and limits while fostering genuine connections with others. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house and start rearranging your furniture, right? Your personal life is the same way. Now, before we get started, let me give you 5 key takeaways that are going to rock your world and help you build those impenetrable boundaries. First up, recognize your worth. This might sound cheesy, but it's fundamental. You deserve to be treated with respect, both from yourself and from others. Know your value and don't let anyone dim your light. Remember that powerful quote from Marcus Aurelius? Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be one. Second, identify your limits. What are you okay with? What makes you feel uncomfortable or drained? It could be anything. Saying yes to every request, sharing personal information too freely, or tolerating disrespectful behavior. Once you know your boundaries, it's time to communicate them clearly and assertively. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow your car without setting some ground rules, right? There's practice saying no. This is a game changer. Saying no doesn't mean you're being rude or selfish. It means you're prioritizing your own well-being and making space for what truly matters. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. So take care of yourself first. Fourth, be consistent. Consistency is key when it comes to setting boundaries. If you give in every now and then, it sends mixed messages and makes it harder to enforce them in the long run. Think of it like training a puppy. Consistency is what teaches them good behavior. And finally, remember that healthy boundaries are not about controlling others, they're about protecting yourself. It's about creating space for healthy relationships built on mutual respect and understanding. You deserve that, my friend. Now, let me tell you a story about this whole boundary thing. Picture this. You're at work, swamped with deadlines, feeling the pressure mounting like crazy. Then your boss casually asks if you can take on one more project, something totally outside your current workload. You know you're already stretched thin, but saying no feels impossible. You might even think things like, I don't want to disappoint them, or what if they think I'm not capable, but here's the thing. By saying yes, you're doing a disservice to yourself and ultimately, your work. You end up burning out, stressed to the max, and unable to deliver your best on anything. Sound familiar? This is where those boundaries come in handy. Instead of feeling obligated to say yes, try this. Take a moment to breathe, acknowledge your current workload, and politely decline the extra project. Explain that you're fully committed to delivering on your existing responsibilities and need to prioritize them right now. You might be surprised at how much weight lifts off your shoulders when you set that boundary. It shows self-respect and empowers you to focus on what truly matters. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways, a relatable story, and hopefully a newfound sense of empowerment. Remember, building healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish. It's about honoring yourself and creating space for genuine connections and personal growth. Now, go out there and start setting those boundaries. Share your thoughts on this episode with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, if you need a little extra stoic wisdom along the way, tune in tomorrow for another dose of strength, wisdom, and courage. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.